Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 97.1 FM, and you can listen online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today, we have the facilities manager of the Two Rivers Activity Center joining us, Amy Walters. And Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We have Amy on. We've been having her on every month for pretty much this entire year so far.
Right.
To talk about updates with the Two Rivers Activity Center, whether that's construction, the latest with the membership drives. We'll be talking about much more as we get closer to the opening date this fall. So we'll open it up like we've been doing, Amy, and just kind of get a quick update on the latest that's been happening at TRAC in the past month since we talked to you last.
Sure. Things are very busy at the site, as they have been for some time. Big kind of accomplishments, I guess, in the last month are they have finished the second phase of the pool construction. And okay. So if anyone's been online watching the webcam, you've seen them pouring those areas in the pool space. And so now in that area, they're working on the air handling systems, okay, filtration systems. And then in the next couple of weeks, we'll be looking to get in then with the concrete contractor to begin to pour actual pool deck.
Okay.
And so then that space will start to really, really take shape.
Yeah.
In our gymnasium area, in the last couple of weeks, they've begun to install the basketball hoops and the curtain dividers and those types of things. So we really can see where the courts now are going to be laid out. Starting to work on some flooring finishes. So we've got a crew in there the last couple of days pouring the terrazzo floor in the main lobby area. Our painters are to the point now where they're starting to go back and work on touch-up painting.
Oh, awesome.
So we're pretty much all painted out. Tile is up in the bathrooms and the locker rooms and working on floor tiles. So we're moving right along with even the finishes of the project.
Yeah.
On the exterior, you may have noticed they're starting to move some of the kind of shipping containers and material storage because they're beginning to survey and lay out where sidewalks and the curbs will be going for the parking lots. We need to get some of those sidewalks and things in so that we can start to do the floor finishes so we're not tracking in mud and things like that. So
all these things that you're pointing out, Amy, seem to be the very detailed parts of the project because we got the bulk of it, it seems now. So it's like the finishing touches, like you said.
Yep. And then kind of the last big exciting thing that's been going on and will really change the look of the construction site is the bubble space. And so the construction or the concrete crew right now is pouring the slab on grade for that flooring in that space. And then the first part of June, the fabric will be delivered and they will start to install that fabric around June 1st.
Yeah.
And they're anticipating about a 10-day install
to have
period.
That up and
so,
ready
yep,
to go. Wow.
Yep.
It's super exciting. And we talked about that last time you were on. We were looking forward to that June because the bubble, like we said, is kind of that eye-catching part of TRAC. So we're very excited for that. Amy Walters, again, facility manager for Two Rivers Activity Center. Today, we want to focus our talk, though, on membership because you guys are doing that early membership drive that comes up. The deadline is the end of this month, I believe, right?
It is. Yep. So with that, we're encouraging everyone to enroll as a member before the end of May. And essentially that what that means is either going out to our website, which is trackjamestown.com, or come down to our office and enroll. So that's a process. We collect your contact information, those types of things, and you pay a one-time enrollment fee.
Okay.
That fee is different based upon what type of membership you're going to sign up for. But by enrolling in the month of May or by the end of May, that then qualifies you for a 10% discount on your membership for the first 12 months.
Awesome.
That membership won't, those membership fees won't actually begin until the facility opens.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're looking at a family membership, You would pay the enrollment fee, which is $80. And then there's also tax included. So sometimes folks get thrown off on why it's a little bit higher than $80. Yeah, right. But it's $80 plus tax. And then in September, when we open the doors, your monthly withdrawal would be $72 rather than the full priced $80.
Okay.
So we have membership rates for family. Like I said, a family rate is $80 a month. The discounted rate is $72.
Okay.
Then we have a youth rate, which is anyone under 21 years old. That's $35. The discount for that is
$31. Okay.
Our seniors, the same rate as youth, so $35 a month, discounted down to $31. And then our individual, which would be anyone over 21 or under 65, and that's $45 a month, with the discount being $40.
Awesome. So yeah, there's the deals by signing up early before the end of May. Then they'll probably just go up to what the regular rates would be.
Correct.
After that.
Yep. Yep. Okay. We'll still take memberships. You can still enroll, all of those things, but this discount is kind of a one-time shot.
Got it.
We're trying to encourage folks to sign up early so we have an idea of our anticipated number of members and we can staff appropriately and those types of things.
Awesome. Very exciting stuff happening at the Two Rivers Activity Center. Construction moving along, still looking for that fall opening date. Next time we have you on, Amy, we're going to talk a little bit more about opening up for the employment opportunities for the area.
Yep. In June, we actually hired our supervisors in May, and so they are currently working on putting together their staffing plans and building their teams and what type of positions and determining salary ranges and all of those types of things. So we'll be looking to post those employment opportunities in June.
Awesome.
In June, we will also be able to talk about our learning center and the rates for the learning center. And we'll be looking then at signing up families to participate in that program with us as well.
Awesome. And that's another big highlight that Track is bringing, that we're very excited for, the Learning Center. Amy, if people have questions about what we've talked about today, they want to get their membership, they want to sign up, ask questions about Track, what are some ways they can do that?
You know, they can jump out to our website, which is trackjamestown.com, TRACJamestown.com. And on there, they will find our phone number, which is 952-TRACK or 952-8722.
Awesome.
They'll also find email address. They can message us on Facebook. All of those things, we try to reply as soon as we can and get that information back to them.
We're very excited. We're going to start seeing it come together again with a bubble, the paving that'll be taking place out there. We're just very excited for it. And Amy, we'll look forward to talking to you next month.
Great. Thank you for having me.